As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Nice to be with you on this very steamy day.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Thank you, thank you. I did take a week off with family, and that was nice. And but back at it, and the city keeps going 24/7. And anyway, back in this week after the 4th of July long weekend too. So I hope people got to enjoy that.
They had to. It's and it's kind of depressing in a way because there's nothing until Labor Day. I know there's summer vacations and things like that, but there's no official stoppage for a couple months here. So, and then you've got school starts on August 3rd for the MCCSE and August 10th for the RBB. So 4th of July used to be, you know, when you're a kid, you dress your bike up and you put the streamers on and you hang out in the parade. And now it's like 3 weeks later, school starts afterwards. It's almost the end of summer now. I'm trying to talk myself out of that, but this nonsense that the first day of fall is September 21st and summer lasts that long. Well, we know that's not true. That's not true.
Did you put the little baseball cards in your spokes too and all? You know,
you had to.
So, that's how you made July 4th halfway through summer, isn't it? Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
I don't know. I mean, well, kinda. The official start of summer was 2 weeks ago on June 21st. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you got meteorological.
We don't live by the solar equinoxes and all that stuff, though, do we really?
I think we should.
Right.
I think we should go back to that. That'd be a little bit nicer. Yeah. Let's have some. When it's cold out, let's do a lot of work, and then when it's warm out, let's be outside. But as you mentioned, the city never sleeps. It continues to carry on. And last Tuesday, we spoke to Mary Catherine Carmichael when you were out and about. She had great things to pass on to us as well. Heck, we haven't talked in a few weeks. Geez, it's been longer than that. I was out the week before that. All right, we'll get it all figured out here as we as we always do. But it's summertime in the city, and well, number one, thanks for giving us free pool access. I couldn't take advantage of it yesterday. I was too tired and I was working too hard. But free pools on Monday, that was nice. Who paid for that? Was that the Parks Board or something?
Yeah, you know, the Parks Foundation, which is affiliated with the Parks Board and is a group of folks who give time and money and attract support for the parks to, oh, they can provide scholarships to students to do summer camps. They can provide infrastructure investments in parks, and they can spring for a day to make it free for everybody. So I'm that was a nice day to be in the pool.
Oh, baby.
I'm glad they were able to do that.
Yeah, I did not leave the comfort of my air conditioning after being out all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. I was never happier to get back to work. Let's put it that way. So that was fun for everybody. We knew the parade had a brand new route this year. I saw some videos of it online. I was not in attendance as I was out of town. So it's year one of that. All the garages hopefully were used and filled up, and people had plenty of spots to deal with that. We've got Food Truck Friday, things going on at the park, all the hot things that are happening. But one thing I wanted to ask you about, because I missed the week we were gone, you put out a statement releasing the Supreme Court's Roe versus Wade ruling. And the interesting part of that was, the angle was, what can cities do or what can municipalities do, if anything? That's a federal decision. You're well versed on the law. Help us understand what we need to, what we can do, not do, what can happen, what can't happen here locally when we talk about federal issues.
Yeah, thanks. So I know this is an issue that a lot of people have strong feelings about. As a mayor of a city like Bloomington, one of the things I try to do is just be a spokesperson and represent the interests of the majority of the people here, I think, which is very, very concerned about this step backwards from many of our views in rights and women's rights. And so I did want to make a statement just about that, but to say I think this is a really radical and wrong decision, but there are a bunch of people that are going to be talking about it. So it is what it means is what used to be a federal right that every pregnant person or potentially pregnant person, woman in America had is no longer a federal right, according to the Supreme Court. And it gets turned back to the states. And we have a big smattering of what different states think about this and what rights a woman in, or a pregnant person in a state has. Now, it can vary dramatically. And our Indiana legislature is going to be meeting later this month. I think July 25th maybe is the day they've announced they're coming into special session. And we very much expect that they may take some steps on reproductive rights. And so, backwards. And look, it's no, you know, Bloomington, we have tens of thousands of young women of reproductive age, and they're going to be unintended pregnancies. You know, that's just the laws of biology and physics and chemistry and medicine that we're going to have unintended pregnancies. And what that experience is going to be like is going to depend upon what the state law is. And I'm really concerned as a person who's responsible for providing a city welcoming and inclusive and of high quality of life of what that will mean for people here.
Well, and the other part of this is the state is a supermajority. That's the other issue involved with this, correct? They were supposed to meet. They're not going to meet. I saw a headline. Did I miss the special session, or is that going on later this month?
Yeah, they could have met as early as this week, but I think last week or so they picked the date of July 25th to convene the special session. They'll likely do some financial tax related refunds. I think the state has been bringing in more money than it expected, and I think there's a fairly strong contingent of the majority that wants to take further action on abortion rights, and I'm very concerned. And you asked about what we can do locally. I know I can speak up about it. I'd be happy if they'll welcome testimony about it. I think people are demonstrating about how significant it is. You can go from the policy level to a. I was talking to a young woman over the weekend who had chosen where to go to school for postgraduate work, and she said, you know, I think I made a mistake because I chose Georgia over California, and if I'm going to be living there for the next few years, I'm really worried about what might happen if I have an unintended pregnancy. And so it's a very real thing, and it's appalling, frankly, that we've moved backwards from my perspective in a very radical way. But at the local level, we're going to continue to work with Planned Parenthood and All Options Pregnancy and others to identify ways we can help people protect their rights and their quality of life. But it's really going to depend upon what our elected officials do at the state level now, state by state.
Mayor John Hamilton is our guest. He joins us every Tuesday just after 4:05. We get caught up on what's happening in the world of Bloomington. Well, the city never sleeps. There's always stuff going on and happening. Where is the council on vacation? Where are we with? I feel like we haven't talked forever, and that I'm missing out on big things. The fear, like the kids say, FOMO, fear of missing out. I don't want to sound like a dope here, but are they on break? Give us the schedule moving forward. I know they get a little downtime as well.
City Council is not formally meeting for about a 4-week period that we're kind of right in the middle of. I think their first Wednesday back is 2 weeks from tomorrow, probably.
Gotcha.
The 20th? And so in between the mid-June last formal meeting and the 20th, they don't have their regular Wednesday night sessions. Those will kick back up in July. And then, before we know it, late August, we'll be into the full budget cycle, trying to prepare for the 23 budget. And we always, you know, council's always busy with stuff, whether it's things I suggest to them or propose or things individuals want to see them taking action on. So but formally they have about a four or five week break of the formal meetings.
Gotcha. So they're doing what they're doing. July 1st was a big day last week because a bunch of new laws went into effect, and one of those that I know you've told me in the past that is of some concern is the you don't need a permit to carry a handgun anymore, But we're trying to help, and we heard that at the news there at the top of the hour was not – that doesn't mean you can carry a handgun anywhere you want. Has the city put out any do's and don'ts or anything with that, so just so there's not any confusion moving forward?
Well, you're right. I'm concerned about that change in the law. Again, I think that's a wrong direction. We don't really need more people carrying more guns to be safer, in my view. And getting rid of kind of common sense protections to make sure only responsible people are carrying guns around is very something I strongly support, as do our law enforcement folks. So the new law, it's actually kind of a strange thing, because let me just, for example, if you're a convicted felon, you're not allowed to carry a weapon, a handgun, how do you know who's a convicted felon when you see them walking in a grocery store or in a public setting? You know that nobody knows that.
They've already proven they're not very good at following rules if they're a convicted felon. So they're not going to listen anyhow. Yeah. So that's the
and it's true too of somebody who's been found a certain level of mental illness, or if you've had a. It actually is true if you've been dishonorably discharged from the military, which, you know, can happen to numbers of folks for various reasons. So the problem is we just have a very unworkable way. You don't carry your dishonorable discharge card around with you, right?
Sure.
And people are you know, look, I know this is an issue that people have a lot of different views about, but when I hear about what happened at Highland Park up in Chicago with the, you know, lovely 4th of July parade that turns deadly and because of someone with a rifle, the concern about weapons is very real. We obviously have shootings in Bloomington. We take them very seriously. We work very hard to diminish the risks, to diminish the happenings of people with weapons that get in arguments or use them in ways that are harmful to us. And yet it just feels like our hands keep getting tied behind our backs in terms of being able to do common sense things. It's unfortunate, but we'll deal with the new reality that we have. I just think it's not a smart thing to take all the restrictions off. The carrying a handgun around. Apart from those were not generally new restrictions. I wrote about this a few years ago about machine guns on parade and pistols at the pool, that it's just not what people expect and want generally, but that's what seems our legislated leaders are bringing for us.
And the other thing is... you don't have to have a permit to carry this. So why do they still have a place to get a permit?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was reading that there's an encouragement to get a permit just so you can get information. And sometimes they can be useful in other states. If you have a permit that shows you've gone through a process and you're going to be in another state that may have a different rule from ours. So there is some logic to that. Most weapons in homes are used by or against people in those homes. Suicides, altercations, homicides, shootings, accidental shootings. It is really generally not something that's going to make most of us safer to have more weapons around, because whether it's kids or whether it's somebody who's having a really bad day or a temper's flare, and it's really a bad scene if you have these very powerful weapons that can change the world in an instant. So, I just encourage people to think twice before creating that kind of opportunity for the people you care about and love around you, because the statistics just show that the results are often bad for people we care about, not for bad guys.
Mayor John Hamilton is our guest this afternoon. He joins us every Tuesday. I had a chance to drive through the Lower Cascades Park. Boy, you've done a nice
job. Oh, you did.
I did. I finally went through there. We went and hit golf balls, what was it, the last Thursday. And we came down the hill from Cascades, and instead of turning left to go towards Old 37, we went right, and everything is open in that wall to get everything stabilized. Very cool playground, and there's still some work being done down there, but I can see the direction it's going. Very nice.
Well, I'm glad you got to see that. So it was anybody, you see anybody sitting in there, you can dangle your feet in the stream and all if you want to. That's kind of cool.
Well, there's no water in it because it hadn't rained here in 42 days.
Well, that's true. That's true. Well, and so next time you got to stop and take the boardwalk up into the waterfall, though it may have been kind of a meager view at that point with not much rain going on, but that's a beautiful walk up into the hill, and it's a good place to be. It's I think it's usually like 10 degrees cooler in Lower Cascades than the rest of the city too. They get so much shade and the valley in there. So I'm glad you got to see it. Next time, now next is your Griffey Lake adventure.
That's exactly right. There. And I'm going to wait till it's less than 95 degrees before I get on that brand new white concrete and have it reflect everywhere. Or I'll bring some bacon, something like that. I'll just cook some lunch down there because it's hot. But that's the fun part. So we've got plenty of things to do. What's on your calendar for July? I know we talked about the council. Is this time of year a natural point of reflection and the halfway point? Do you have mayor's conferences? What do you have on your calendar that we should be paying attention to?
Well, you're right. With the council out of session for a little while.
Students are out of school. It's kind of just a natural slow time of year.
Yeah, so, well, one thing, I took a week off, so that was part of it, right? You know, get a little chance to recharge, see what's going on in other parts. I think I will be doing a conference later this summer of mayors. I get together with mayors to learn about what's happening in their cities. But frankly, a lot of it is preparing for next year as we're developing the budget and thinking about where we're headed. As you know, we passed a local income tax just a couple months ago, so that means we've got changes coming to the public bus system and changes in our work on climate change and in housing and in public safety investments. So we're doing a lot to kind of put that into action, also thinking about any legislative items that may be coming up this fall. We're also preparing for the new, the new digital program that Meridium's going to be bringing to get that ready. There's actually a couple meetings happening right today that are going to be the final steps for that project. So there's always things going on. I got labor negotiations going on with the AFSCME union, the Federation of State and County Municipal Employees. We've got continued planning for I tell you, Mike, my list of major projects just keeps getting bigger.
That's why we have you on every week, not once a month. If we had you on once a month,
we just got ownership of the areas next to the big hospital, old hospital, the out areas, if you will, the out blocks are now belong to the city. So we're starting to plan the demolition and the redevelopment of that, and checking in on there's a lot of construction going on, and we're always trying to monitor how that's going. But this summertime is a time to kind of plan for next year a little bit.
Excellent. And we keep watching all of those wonderful things. And Hopewell, like you mentioned, is that is a huge deal, as that's I don't think that's going to move as quickly as people would think or like, but we just have to be patient. There's no other way to tear down stuff quickly.
It takes a while. It's really a deconstruction of the hospital and then preparing. There's a lot of, it's kind of like when you paint a room, most of the work is done before you put the paint on, the sanding and so in a place like this, it's getting the infrastructure done, the water infrastructure, the street infrastructure, all that stuff before we even start to see new opportunities. But it is an awesome chance to create a new neighborhood in the city, and there's a lot of work going on to make sure we do that right too. So we'll be talking about that for years though.
Excellent. All right, stay cool, my friend. We're going to be hot today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We know the Tuesday market is going on at Switchyard from 4 to 7. Woof. You've got air conditioning in there, right? Put those garage doors down, put the air conditioning on.
We do. Good vegetables. Go for it.
Exactly.
It's all right.
They're growing. Everything's growing in this weather. And please, if you can, call somebody. Get some rain. Please, 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 please.
We'll work. Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, Mike, good to be with you again. Hope everybody has a good week.
You too, John. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. We'll get caught up with you next week.
Take care.